this next season, I really do believe, I can't believe that how wide open this is going to be in terms of teams that have a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup next season. I really believe that next year it's going to be very fascinating to watch and see what happens. And I really do think when you talk about the Bruins entering next season, it's a year of experience that was added to the belt for guys like Brad Marchand. Obviously have been there. And you know something? I want to play this clip for you guys of Brad Marchand when he was talking to the media after the Game 7 loss against the St. Louis Blues. This is courtesy of Sportsnet. And I really gotta say, he knew. So did this entire team. They all knew the opportunity that was there for the taking, and they did not take advantage. So again, this clip is courtesy of Sportsnet Canada, of Brad Marchand talking to the media after Game 7. And in the meanwhile, I want you to take a moment. Just think about what he says.
When you guys had the puck, they had two guys on the puck immediately. They never really get rolling.
We had some chances. We had a lot of chances, but just didn't go in.
What happened on the goal at the end of the third?
I don't know. They chipped it in. I thought that guy was by himself, so went for a change, and there's a couple more guys jumping up and play. I didn't see replay, but yeah.
Thank you very much. Thanks. That tells you everything you need to hear. Everything that you needed to know. That he knew that second goal was the goal that broke that. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, the proverbial term. And what's funny about all of this is that you talk about the core guys like Bergeron, Marchand, Chara, Rask, Krejci. Man, you know what? This is so worth talking about. That we're going to go on music break now. You can call in at 855-915-9636. We're talking Bruins. I'm open to get your thoughts, opinions on this team. And I'm just shaking my head in utter disbelief. Just hearing that clip. And thinking about, man, did they ever blow that window of opportunity? And to make even matters worse, is this the end for this core in terms of opportunity to win a cup again? Is it really the end? Or does next season potentially become a season of redemption, dare I say? I mean, only time will tell. Only time will tell. Right now, we're going to do a PSA. And this is a public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. The Tufts University Art Gallery is dedicated to conceiving and presenting exhibits and educational programs that explore new global perspectives on art and art disclosure. All exhibitions and related programming are free, open to the public, and fully accessible. The Tufts University Art Gallery is located in the Aidikman Arts Center at 40 Talbot Avenue on the Somerville-Medford campus of Tufts University. For current exhibition and hours, just search the web for Tufts University Art Gallery, or you can call 617-627-3518. Again, that's 617-627-3518. When we return, I have one question for Bruins fans. A legitimate question at that. What do you expect for this team next season? What is your expectation? Do you believe that this team will bounce back and win the Stanley Cup this season? This upcoming 2019-2020 season? Or do you think they'll take a step back while teams like Tampa Bay, Chicago, dare I say, to Chicago Blackhawks, or someone else gets the opportunity to hoist the cup next season? All that plus your phone calls after return from music break.
This is the last time that I'll see your face. Is it tears or just fucking rain? Wish I could say something, something that doesn't sound insane. But lately I don't trust my brain. You tell me I won't ever change, so I just say nothing. No matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back. No matter how long you're gone, I'm always gonna want you back. Your back in the way that I used to make you laugh. Cause you know every morning I wake up, yeah, I still reach for you. I remember the roses on your shirt when you told me this would never work. You know, even when I say I moved on, yeah, I still dream for you. And no matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back. No matter how long you're gone, I'm always gonna want you back. About us, where I went wrong. You know, even when I say I moved on, you know, even though I know that you're gone, all I think about is where I went wrong. Yeah, I still dream for you. No matter where I go, I'm always gonna want you back.
Candles and staying up through the night. We make reservations for the places we know we never tried. But then, oh, We found some rich love. Yeah. I remember feeling broke as a bottle of wine. I didn't move to the city to count on my pennies or worship the Hollywood sign. Just say, hey man, nice to meet you. They should take everyone last time. And I know, cause I found some fake love. A bottle of wine, ooh, but drink with you all damn night. Ooh, not trying to trade up. If we don't find money, then what we got, honey, is just enough. We got some rich love. Just say, hey man. Just say, hey man. Just say, hey man. Do you remember dancing at parties out in the yard? We would piss off the neighbors, they'd eventually call the cops. And I was saving up for something, hoping life would finally start. Cause oh, we had some new love. We got honey.
Welcome back. This is the Shukri Wright Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Shukri Wright, and we're going to continue talking about the Boston Bruins and what are their chances next season? What are their chances next season to win the Stanley Cup? Do they still have a legitimate chance to win the Stanley Cup next season? Considering that we're only 5 days into the free agency period, things can change between now and the start of training camp in September. But basically, the question is, as the roster is currently constructed now, do you think that the Bruins are still good enough to win the Stanley Cup next season? Honestly, my honest answer is no. My honest answer is no. But I'm going to tell you why. I'm not going to turn around and say that based on the fact that they lost as the reason why that they're not good enough to win the Stanley Cup next season. The problem is when you have other teams in the league that are getting better, and right now as it currently looks like, you're going to be bringing back essentially almost everybody back with the exception of Marcus Johansson, in which that it looks like right now that he is not coming back. He will not be back again next season. That in itself is a little concerning, where at this point you should be looking at lessons that were learned from this Stanley Cup final loss to St. Louis and what you can do to get better. Now, again, it's very early in the offseason. It's very early. A lot can change. But when you look at the other teams around the league, like Montreal, for example, you got Tampa Bay, and you even look outside of the division, but still in the conference, you got the New York Rangers, who I'm not saying that they're Stanley Cup contenders. I'm not saying that the Rangers are Stanley Cup contenders based on the moves that they made so far. No. But looking at the big picture for next season, do you think that Tampa Bay is going to stumble 2 years in a row? Who knows? As one thing that we've learned during these playoffs, anything's possible. Anything is possible. Pardon me. I mean, after all, we're talking about the same team that won 62 regular season games and didn't win any in the playoffs. Got swept out of the first round. But what are the honest chances of that happening again, the second straight year? Very slim. And then you look at Toronto. They got better. They absolutely are going to be much better defensively as long as Frederick Anderson does not turn into a puddle against the Bruins. So with that being said, right now, unless the Bruins make major moves, I'm just not 100% sure. I just don't think. As a matter of fact, I don't think that they're going to be as good next season to win the Stanley Cup. I just don't. I mean, as much as I love this team, I just refuse to allow myself to fall in love with this roster. I believe, this is not an indictment against guys like Chara, McAvoy, Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci, DeBrusk. It's not an indictment against those guys. But But here's the problem that I legitimately have. When you have stretches of guys disappearing in the playoffs, there are times that, yes, Patrice Bergeron was playing with an injury, but there are times where he was not even a factor offensively. Marchand, same thing. David Pastrnak, same thing. There are times in which that your top guns were nowhere to be found, and your next source of scoring was your third line. Your second line did its part, but however, sorry, I didn't see enough out of David Krejci. And DeBrusque, again, it was his first Stanley Cup final, but where was he? Honestly, where was he? Feel free to call in the show at 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-9636. I just don't know that this team can duplicate the same success that it had this past season, again next season, in terms of making another deep run for the cup again. Because right now, on paper, and we're talking on paper, Tampa is still better than you. Toronto, they can't really get out of the way. So yes, you're a step ahead of Toronto. You're better than Toronto. But I expect Montreal to be better next season. No questions asked. I fully expect teams like Pittsburgh to be better next year. But will they be better next year? I mean, after all, they just traded away Phil Kessel. So, hey, there's a chance there may be a bit of a drop-off. And plus, this past season, it's not like the Penguins were without issue. They had their own issues in the locker room. Was that a factor as to why Phil Kessel was traded? I don't know. But I do know, for them to trade away a legitimate second-line scorer, or even a third-line forward, on a good team like Pittsburgh, tells you something. And let's not forget, by the way, don't forget the New York Islanders. The Islanders were the same team. He just re-signed Anders Lee, 7-year deal, $49 million. And from what I'm hearing in rumors, they just created an offer sheet for guess who? Mitch Marner. Whether that is true or whether if it comes to fruition is a whole other story. But man, if the Islanders add a guy like Mitch Marner, wow, look out. Look out, Metro Division. Look out. So, with that being said, we have an entire summer. This is just the beginning. This is the first show of the Shukri Wright Show. And, you know, we're going to have all summer to talk about the moves that the Bruins make and the moves that the Bruins do to improve this roster. For depth, the depth came in huge last season, no question. I expect it to be a big factor again this season. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch and see as the offseason progresses what this team does. I don't expect them to make the big splash because of cap space, and they need to take care of the RFAs, guys like Charlie McAvoy, Denton Heinen, for example, and Brandon Carlo. They are RFAs, and they need to get paid. So that remains to be seen as to what happens next, as to the type of deals that they get, in which that'll keep them under the salary cap. And, you know, here's something interesting for you. In regards to the Bruins, I think looking ahead to next season, as I am very intrigued. I am absolutely intrigued as to what will happen, especially the beginning few weeks of the season. Because interestingly enough, the Bruins begin their season with a 4-game road trip on the road, which is actually a blessing in disguise, if you think about it. I mean, it is. They start the season in Dallas. That's an 8:30 p.m. start in Dallas. That's on October 3rd. And then, oh, by the way, they travel to Arizona to face the Coyotes on Saturday, October 5th, which is my birthday. Woohoo! And then they travel to Vegas for a 10 o'clock start on Tuesday, October 8th. And they end their season opening road trip in Colorado, 9 o'clock start, against the Colorado Avalanche. So the Bruins have a four game season opening road trip to start the year. And I can't wait. I personally can't wait to see what this team is going to look like and what this team will do. And they will finally have their home opener on Saturday, October 12th, at home, Saturday night, against the New Jersey Devils. And then, I should also mention, they're also going to have a three-game homestand, starting with the Devils on October 12th, which also will include a Columbus Day, or should I say Indigenous Day, matinee against the Anaheim Ducks. That's at 1 o'clock. And then also Thursday, October 17th, they're home against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So you want to talk about, there? I can see already two games already that I feel is going to be a legitimate test. And I, you know what? To finish off that week, Saturday, October 19th, they're in Toronto. I'm willing to bet that game will be on Hockey Night in Canada. So here you have the first 8 games of the season. You have Dallas, Arizona, Vegas Golden Knights, Colorado Avalanche, first four games. It's a 4-game road trip to start the year. 3-game homestand, Devils, Anaheim Ducks, Tampa Bay Lightning. And then the last one of the 8, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. And actually, that game against the Toronto Maple Leafs is the beginning of a home-and-home series. That, because they have the game on October 19th against the Leafs in Toronto, and then they have a game 3 days later here in Boston against Toronto, also a 7 o'clock game start. So the first month of the season, whew, this Bruins team, they're definitely going to be tested. They're going to be tested against teams that have already made improvements. And I'd be hard to not say that it'll be really fascinating to see how this team responds in the early going after how this past season just ended. I really am interested. But time will tell. We'll see. We shall see. So, we got about 30 minutes left on air for this show. And we are going to, for the final 30 minutes, I want to open it up to you, the listener. I want to open it up to you, the fans. You call in. We're going to have fun with this. We're going to talk about my early season prognostication for the New England Patriots. We're going to go through each game, each week, weeks 1 through 17, and tell you which ones they will win and which ones they will lose, what my prediction is. But that's easy. They always will be in first place. Assume nothing in football. Assume nothing in sports. But either way, we're going to have fun with it. After this music break, and this is the Shukri Wright Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We are going to music break, and we will be right back.
Flip your hair like that. Body language so fluent, I can read your silhouette. And I know what you're thinking when you bite your lip, I swear. That I'm not overthinking, got your signals everywhere. So let's lose control and rock the boat. You know you want it, you know you want it. Let's break the rules, a little rendezvous. You know you want it, you know you want it, baby. I want a piece of your mind. So let me in now. Don't wanna take up your time. Just have a drink. Let's lose control and rock the boat. You know you want it, you know you want it. Let's break the rules, a little rendezvous. You know you want it. Cause I just wanna know you better, you better, you better. I just wanna get to know you better, you better, you better. I just wanna know you. No need to stress it, I just want your company. And give you all my attention when we dance the Billie Jean. So let's lose control and rock the boat. You know you want it, you know you want it. Let's break the rules, a little rendezvous. You know you want it, you know you want it, baby. I want a piece of your mind. So let me in now. Don't wanna take up your time. Just have a drink, let's lose control and rock the boat. You know you want it, you know you want it. Let's break the rules, a little rendezvous, you know you want it. Cause I just wanna know you better, you better, you better. I just wanna get to know you better, you better, you better. I just wanna know you. I just wanna know you better. Just wanna get to know you better.
Tonight.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. So we got about 15 minutes left. I mentioned that we're going to go through the Patriots schedule and do a week-by-week prediction as to what will happen, and it's going to be interesting. You know, the Patriots coming into the 2019 season, they are the defending Super Bowl champions, and in case if you haven't noticed, or you, in case if you didn't know, there hasn't been a repeat Super Bowl champion in the NFL coming on now in 16 years. About 15, 16 years now, roughly. The last time that a team has won the Super Bowl in back-to-back seasons, guess who? The New England Patriots of 2003 and 2004. They won the Super Bowl in back-to-back seasons. No team has repeated since. And this season, right now, the Patriots, they look as if they are absolutely prime. And they have a legitimate chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions. But, as we all know, every season is a different season. And one thing that I am most intrigued by, haven't seen the schedule for the Patriots, I'm intrigued by how this roster will look, how it would all come together, and the decisions that Bill Belichick will make during training camp and especially during the preseason. Which, by the way, it's not very far from now for the NFL. Training camp for four teams starts in 11 days on July 17th. And I know the Rams, the Cardinals, they start training camp for the rookies, as a matter of fact, around that day, and so forth. So, for the Patriots, I'm interested in how will they look at wide receiver. You drafted a kid, N'Keal Harry, in the first round, great pick. But until we've seen him play on an NFL field, it's too early to make any type of prediction and prognosis, make a prognostication as to what he will become. And it's too early for that. So I'm not going to even bother. But what I will do is, beginning now, go through the entire schedule, the regular season schedule, that is, week by week, with the dates, and with my predictions. So week one, Patriots, they're home. Sunday night football opener. First Sunday night football game of the season, September 8th, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. So you want to know what's interesting about that game? It's a rematch of the 2016 AFC Championship game. Yeah. But what's most interesting is, you know, Pittsburgh, they're always going to contend for a playoff spot. And they're always are going to contend unless they've completely fallen off the cliff, which I just don't think that's certainly the case. But in the same time, they just haven't. And I'm talking about the Patriots now. They didn't play well the last time they raised the banner in their on home field in 2017, the 2017 season opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's not relive how that ended in terms of that game. So I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to say the Patriots will win. They'll win week one because I think that experience will definitely pay dividends. As we know, with any well-coached Bill Belichick team, this team learns. They learn lessons and they apply it moving forward. And that's why they are still the premier franchise in the NFL, and they have been nearly for the last two decades. Unless you live outside of New England and you think of them otherwise. But that's fine. So, Patriots, they'll beat the Steelers at home, start the season. That's 1-0. Week 2 against the Dolphins, they're in Miami, and they have never really played well in Miami. And including last season, the way that game ended on a quote unquote walk off kick return to win the game for a touchdown, literally in the waning moments of the fourth quarter of the game. So I'm going to say they're going to lose in Miami. So they're 1-1. Week 3, they're at home against the New York Jets. I say that's a win. So here we go. They're 2-1. Week 4 against Buffalo. In Buffalo, I say that's a win. So that's 3-1. Week 5, Sunday's October 6th. Excuse me for forgetting the dates, people. Sorry about that. Sunday, October 6th, week 5 against the Washington Redskins. That should be interesting. They're going up against a quarterback they have never seen. And especially when you talk about the Redskins and the improvements that they've made a great deal of improvements, and especially including drafting Dwayne Haskins, who I think is going to be a terrific quarterback for the Redskins in the years to come. Plus signing Landon Collins, which I don't understand why in God's green earth the New York Giants decided to trade him. Don't know. But either way, I'm going to say they lose in Washington. So after 5 games, I think they'll be 3-2. Week 6, it's a Thursday night game at home against the New York Giants. I personally believe that the New York Giants, they are a mess right now. That's being 100% honest. And the concerns that I have for them defensively are legit. How will the pass rush emerge this season? How will they continue to protect and do their job of protecting Eli Manning? That's the million-dollar question. But we'll see. But I think the Patriots will win this game. So they're now 4-2 through the first 6 games so far this season, through my prediction. 4-6. Week 7. Dun, 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 dun. They are in MetLife Stadium against the New York Jets on Monday Night Football, October 21st. So they're 4-2 coming in home for the Jets. The Jets, they're at home on posting the New England Patriots. I think the Patriots win this one. Frankly, I don't give the Jets much of a chance. Prime time, national television. Just don't see it happening. Sorry, not sorry. So that's now. So they're now. They're going to be 5-2 after week 7. Week 8, they face Cleveland. Sunday, October 27th. I think they'll win that one. So that's now 6-2. Week 9. This is where the fun really begins. By the way, week 9. Sunday, November 3rd. That game, by the way, is actually on Sunday Night Football on NBC. The Ravens, for some reason, they've always played the Patriots tough. But this isn't the same Ravens team of yesteryear. After all, they traded away Joe Flacco to the Denver Broncos. And they are going to go all in now on Lamar Jackson. But time will tell if that is actually a very wise decision or not. But we'll see. We will see. So, prediction for that game, I say the Patriots will lose that game. So, they will fall to 6-3 after week 9. Week 10, they're on bye. It's a bye week. They return in Philadelphia Sunday, November 17th, in Philly. That is going to be highly, highly intriguing. Listen, if Carson Wentz is healthy, I believe the Eagles will go back to 2017 form. I really believe it. But if he's not healthy, there's no more Nick Foles. There's no safety net. So I say the Patriots, I think the Patriots will win that one by a squeaker. By a squeaker. Maybe by a field goal. So that's 7-3. 7-3 after week 11. Week 12 against the Cowboys. I honestly feel like Sunday, November 24th, that's against the Cowboys. I think they will. The Cowboys have a chance to pull off an upset. I really, really do. But something tells me, you know, players like, you know, I mean, wow. Just thinking of guys like Ezekiel Elliott. And, I mean, what's even more intriguing, or Dallas still has an opportunity to compete in the NFC East, and I think they will. But I just don't know if Dak Prescott is going to be able to handle coming into New England, and, oh, by the way, playing in New England for the first time in November, where you know where it's cold. It's freezing cold. So I don't know. So I'm going to go edge New England Patriots on this one. I think that should bring them to what, 8-3 now? About 8-3. So for the sake of time, because we're running low on time here, so we're just going to skim through the rest of the schedule. Week 13, Sunday, December 1st against the Texans in Houston. Sunday Night Football, I think they lose. So that's now 8-4. 8-4 through week 13. Week 14, that's the monster one. Against the Kansas City Chiefs in the rematch of the 2018 AFC title game. I think the Patriots win this one. So that's 9-4. Week 15, they're in Cincinnati. I expect them to win that one. So that's 10-4. Week 16, against Buffalo, I think they'll win. They're at home. So that's 11-4. Week 17 against Miami at home, December 29th, at home in the regular season finale. I think they'll win that one. So this upcoming season, I think the Patriots will win 12 games and make the playoffs again and win a division. Honestly, going through each opponent's list and schedule for the entire regular season, I really do think that this team can win 12 games again. And this is even though last season they won. They won 11 games last year, still made the playoffs, still won the division, and won the Super Bowl. And it wasn't their best year. I think this year they'll be better. And especially with a much improved defense, there's no reason to believe why this team cannot and will not make a run to repeat and win their seventh Super Bowl title. But time will tell. That'll be all for today. Thank you so much to everyone who tuned in to the first ever edition of the Shukri Wright Show. It's been my honor. I will be back next Saturday morning at 6 a.m. We'll be here on Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on 91.5 FM WMFO. You can follow me on Twitter at Shukri96Yankees. You can follow me on Twitter at Shukri96Yankees. Look forward to speaking with you again next week. And thank you for tuning in. This was the Shukri Wright Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.